What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Okay, welcome back, my friends. It's been a little bit here, but you are back to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place for your sports gambling info. Just been enjoying our summers, enjoying the heat. Let's welcome in our guy.
That's right, because we've had a few weeks off between the last podcast.
Yeah, how's your summer been going?
Great. Just got back from a golf tournament in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, got to send a shout out to one of our 7-year-old listeners. Her name's Margo.
Oh, yeah. Big in the sports gambling world, big Margo.
So, hello, Margo.
Margo moves the needle at the casinos.
She may.
Known for.
She may. Once she gets a couple of these best bettors later on in the show,
she affects the line.
How'd
you play?
Well, you know, people ask. I played pretty well, but to be honest, I didn't play like a champion.
Okay.
You know, so I did some good shots and had some great holes. I actually naturally birdied two holes in a row. That kind of sticks the knife in someone when you're playing a 9-hole match. Just go bird dog, bird dog.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Yep, it looks like you guys are going to lose this match.
Yeah. Yeah, those things are so much fun, though, even if you're not winning, which you want to, but it's just such a good few days.
Well, so let me put it in perspective, because I was telling our buddy, and he knows I refer to it as like Christmas and stuff, but for the listeners, like if someone goes, would you rather play in this golf tournament and compete or go to the Super Bowl? I'd pick the golf tournament. I really would.
Even back in prime football days?
What do you mean, prime? Like when I'm playing?
Oh, you're saying go watch the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not playing. Yeah. No. Yeah, no, watch it now.
Okay.
You know, like someone's like, hey, I've got tickets for the Super Bowl, or you can play in this golf tournament. I would honestly say the golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That's how legit it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I think, you know, Steph Curry just won the Tahoe one. They were like, would you rather win this or an NBA championship? And he's like, oh, come on. You
know, no kidding. Get serious.
Take an NBA championship, but this is pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of that, I guess the dude, I saw the highlight. Did you see the guy that he was going up against, that tennis player? What was his last name? Fish or whatever?
Yeah, Marty Fish.
And on the 18th tee box.
Terrible.
Someone yelled when he was swinging.
Yeah, it was kind of like a bird call. It was like right at the top of his backswing. They just go, ah!
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
that
dude.
That is such garbage.
And he's lefty, so he yanks it right into the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was playing super short. I don't know if you watched it live, but like Steph just kind of hits a normal drive and kind of squirts it past this tree on the right. And he's got a pee wedge into a par five. I mean, I know they want the scoring to change quite a bit on the last day, so it's exciting. But I'm like, geez, you know, driver pee wedge into the par five.
Well, so that's the thing is most people don't know. So first of all, that event is held at Edgewood up in South Lake Tahoe. And they, you know, they play from, they have the championship tees, and then they have like the blues, right? And then they have the whites. And those guys play from the whites.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're playing a super small course, not to mention they're in the altitude. So I think I saw that par five was 500 yards.
Yeah, it said like 501, I think, on the last day.
And then you get 10% for altitude, so it's really playing 450 or so. Yeah, so anyway, but...
Yeah, I think they said he had the 140 in, you know, minus altitude there, so that's nothing.
Right.
So the fish guy has to punch out, and, you know, he still had a look at birdie, but he missed it, and then Steph won it with the eagle.
Yeah, well, anyway...
But I sent you the pictures. You're out of town. I ended up running up to that thing for the practice day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I know. Well, you were sending me pictures where I'm trying to zone in on my own tournament, so I couldn't really focus too much. So sorry if I wasn't giving you the attention.
No, I wasn't looking for it. I just ran the kids up because they had some friends had gone and were bragging about it. So it was a short little drive, just kind of jammed up, and some of the people were super cool to the kids, obviously. So my oldest had a Josh Allen jersey, and he went up to him, got the auto on the jersey, and then the picture with him. Josh Allen was a stud. So, Josh, You're a good guy, man. Appreciate it.
Good luck to you this NFL season. That's badass. So did he have the jersey before you guys got up there?
Yeah, he had a he'd gotten that for like a birthday or something last year. He had like a Josh Allen jersey and a Curry jersey, which he just had in hand.
Yeah.
And he tried a couple guys like Devontae Adams and Derek Carr. Even Mahomes, and they'd be like, ah, oh, Mahomes kind of looked at him like, oh, I'm not signing a Josh Allen jersey, dude. And I go, I kept telling him, like, dude, they're not going to sign. Like, you got to give them the program.
Right.
So after like an hour and 20, he finally listens to me and catches on. And I'm like, dude, give them the program, those other guys. So he started getting like Elway, Barkley was cool, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr. So he was in heaven.
That's awesome. So were they given the autos during the, while they were playing, or is this afterwards?
This is, I mean, I went on the day before it started, the practice round.
Oh, it was practice round. Okay.
So it was like one celebrity with like three dudes that paid, you know, for the green fee probably.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not the green fee, but you know, they pay to be in the pro-am part with them.
Yeah, it probably cost a couple grand or so to play.
Yeah. So, I mean, 70% of them are in a good mood and having a good time. And there were still the few dudes I'm just like, man, that guy's kind of a sap.
Were they drinking the brews?
Yeah, there was this one hole, like par seven, or number seven's a short par three, and they had the tunes rocking. They would call people up, like, all right, who wants to shotgun a beer with Baker? And so Baker went up, and he cranked it down. He beat, like, the three dudes they brought out with them.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah, like half of them were drinking that day. You know, the Coors Lights.
Right.
Biggest prick was probably Ray Allen. There was like four people around. And my 10-year-old was like, dude, what's up, Ray? And he's like, maybe after the round, guys. And I'm just like, wow.
Sure. Sure. After the round, buddy.
You can't hook three kids up here real quick.
No kidding, Ray.
No one cares about you anymore, Ray.
Yeah. Most people probably don't even recognize you anymore, Ray.
But, you know, Barkley and some of those people were sweet. Real good to the people.
I caught some of it on TV while I was out in Denver, and my buddy's like, why is that guy considered a celebrity? And it was the dude on the Fresh Prince, his cousin, the little guy,
right? Albert yeah. Carlton.
Like, yeah, Carlton. Like, dude, come on, you guys can't find a better celebrity than that,
dude. He goes to all those things. He goes to Pebble, and then there's that one that's on the you know, the other tour. It's like in North Carolina. He's always in everything that they throw out there for those guys. He'll show up.
Interesting.
And he always does the dance, like that Carlton dance.
Yeah, they asked him to do that. Well, that's cool. Glad you had a good time. Why don't we jump into the British Open?
Mm-hmm. The final major of the year here.
Speaking of majors, put you on the spot here a little bit. Where would you rank? How do you rank the top four, or, you know, the four majors?
If I was to like win one of these in order,
yep.
I would take a Masters first.
Okay.
Then a U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Then a British 3 and a PGA 4.
Okay. I'm with you, except I would just flip-flop the U.S. Open and the Masters.
You would take a U.S. Open first.
I would. That's our country's
Open?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Augusta and like being like the lifetime, you know, just can roll back there. You get to hang with the past champions, just all that.
Well, I know that's cool, but to say you're the U.S. Open champ's pretty legit,
big time.
Speaking of the Opens, did you see since Rory run the Scottish Open?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the only person that has the Scottish, Irish, U.S. and British underneath the belt.
Hmm. I saw that was his first win on Scottish soil. You know, and sometimes the British Open goes on to Scottish soil. He has one open under his belt, which happens to be at this course, Hoy Lake, which is in England. So, you know, they're kind of showing what, you know, Tiger won it in 06, Rory won it in 14.
Yep.
You know, when Tiger won it, it was that dried out, golden looking thing where he didn't even use his driver.
Mm-hmm.
It was just irons and the roll was crazy.
Yep.
And then 14, Rory wins it. It was wet. And the wind laid down, so it didn't play as tough.
What are they expecting this week?
It looked like the first 2 days, you know, it's going to be like the 15 to maybe like the low 20 gusts. And Saturday, Sunday looks pretty tame.
Right.
But, you know, they with all these courses, it's like they need some weather to make them play harder.
Right, or else it's just a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that from, like, when we go to Bandon Dunes or whatever, like, if the weather's not playing, you if the weather's not coming into play, you always play way better. You're kind of like, wow, this course isn't that hard.
Yeah.
Because they're built for the wind. I mean, for those people that might not know, like, it's a link-style course, which means it's next to the ocean. And so, you know, typically the ocean's going to bring in some wind. But if it doesn't, you just get to enjoy the views and get to fire away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what shows up. And then it also comes down to your draw. Like, you know, if you're the early, late guys, which means you start like first thing in the morning, then you get late the second day. So sometimes it's just luck of the draw and when the weather hits.
Big time. We actually got the, in my opinion, the worst draw when I was out in Colorado.
which affected where you guys finished most likely.
We went afternoon, morning. And you could go morning, afternoon. But my playing partner liked it better that way. He's a serious early riser. Not to mention, I could just always hear him walking around at like 4:45 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
pants warming and loosening it up. Did you guys hit the hot tub to loosen the back up?
Yep, sure did every day. That makes a difference, actually.
Yeah,
like because I figured I played like with the practice round and the rounds. I think I played like 63 holes, and I was pretty good shape. Like I wasn't like, oh, my back or anything like that. So
yeah, I mean, it depends on if you're burning at both ends too. I mean, if you end up staying out, having the brews,
well,
and then having early, that's when you start to feel it.
Well, big time. But I mean, most people don't do that, and I'm over that. I've been there, done that. Now, yeah. I'm trying to zone in and get the W's.
They were back to that Tahoe one. They said Kelsey, you know, he was up there too, and I guess he obviously likes to hit the casinos and stuff at night and the club up there. They said last year they kept calling his name, and he was playing with like Alex Smith and Mahomes, and they're like, Kelsey, where you at? We're about to tee off here.
Oh, really?
And Mahomes had to run across like to the ramp thing, to the little green tent they had where there was like food, and like Kelsey was in there pounding a bowl of cereal real quick. He's like, hold up, just. And Alex Smith, like, he didn't hit one range ball, no nothing. Just steps up to the first tee and he hits it down the middle.
Oh, really?
And Alex Smith's like, dude, I spent like 30 minutes at least on the range warming up. He goes, and I pipe it into the bunker out there in the fairway.
Right. Oh, well, let's maybe give the listeners a best bet here, because I've got a few. Some people might have been waiting the whole time for the best better.
Yeah. They are.
I don't know. You know, I should have the record with the golf best bets. They're pretty good, though. Wouldn't you agree?
So, I mean, are you thinking, when you give them an advance here, this is like in terms of if so-and-so is going to finish inside the top 10, because we don't have the head-to-heads yet, right?
Well, no, we do. I've got some.
Oh, okay.
My picks are usually pretty good, except when I said last time with the U.S. Open that he had no chance. And yep. He goes, yes, I do, Bolt.
Big Wyndham Clark. Bolt owes you an apology.
Yep, Wyndham, I do.
And our boy's trying to get us Wyndham to chit with.
He wants us to tell Wyndham, I'm sorry for that. Wyndham, I thought it was more of an experience thing. Not because of his game. You know, it's just because he's so young and an experience thing. But, I mean, that guy slightly held it together.
He did with who he had breathing down his neck. You know, Rory was one of them.
Yeah,
he just continued to hit good tee shots.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And recover.
That was awesome. With, you know, one of the people that I see people like for this one is Victor Hovland, who's been balling, and he's been doing better in the majors. A lot of people. I mean, listen, the guy's going to get. I think he'll get more than one major. I still. Don't think it's right now, though. I'd like to see him win a few more times, period.
Totally. You know? And to say he'll get more than one, like, that's, dude, you know, I go to Rory all the time because, you know, it's almost been 10 years. It's like, oh, Rory will get to eight or double digits. It's like, you know, you got a 10-year skid break going on right now. There's no guarantee of getting one.
No,
or two.
No, there's not. No, I hear you. But Rory, I don't know. I mean, Rory's, you know, we've chatted about that before. Our partner BR doesn't you know agree so much, but he's unreal. I just think he was like, who knows what he did with his free time, but I doubt it was zoning in on golf the last 10 years the whole time.
Dude, he's super dedicated. I mean, and the win last week at the Scottish Open was super impressive because the wind came up and he took out like his 3-iron and put his 2-iron in the bag. I mean, he had a 2-iron and 18 into the wind. That was just money.
Yeah, that was money. And then hits the birdie putt. Birdie's the last two holes to win the Scottish Open.
The putting is the one thing that's been kind of holding them back from kind of closing the door on some of these majors. And I was watching the putt on 18 again. They were showing the highlight. And the wind was whipping. And if you watch his reaction, he's like, oh, dude, he initially is like, I missed it. And the wind kind of pushes it in.
Oh, so is that right?
It was a bit of luck there for Big Roars, you know, which you need to win some of these things. But like, I just think he's a little bit off on where he's reading it and executing the stroke on some of these pressure ones.
Well, so he's the favorite
with
Scottish Scheff, and then right behind them is the Rom.
Mm-hmm.
What order do you think those guys place? I'm just saying out of those three.
Yeah, Scotty is on fire.
Well, like, is he on fire? Let me give you a few stats about Scotty.
What is he, top 7 his last 5 tournaments?
Well, yeah. So he's top 12, okay, the last 19 events. Okay, good try there, Scotty. And then he's top 5 the last 7.
And 3 of them are majors.
That's a joker.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tigray style right there.
Yeah, and it's obviously the conditions and the courses are changing, and he's right there no matter where they play.
He balls. Now, talk about putting. That's what's left him.
Big time, because he's putting it the closest and hitting the ball the best.
Mm-hmm. But he's just not sinking them. So, I mean, if he starts to sink them, he might go, hey, guys, ball game. See you later.
I think Rory's going to have a good week. I don't think he's going to win. I think Scotty's going to have a good week. I don't think he'll win, but I'd take Rory over Scotty this week.
Really?
I mean,
you can actually get plus odds on that.
He won at this course. I know they've kind of changed the routing. You know, it's finishing a little different than it did in 14.
Well, and it's also a par 71.
Yeah. They took it plays different than how the members played anyway, which is common in PGA or European events. They'll kind of reroute it how they want it to finish it for the audiences. But they took the end, and it used to be like 5-4-5 in terms of par coming in, and now it's 5-4-3-5. So they took that little one. Have you seen the 17th, how they made it a little?
No, I have not.
They took the 17th, it's a par 3, and you know, it used to be like 15, which doesn't matter, but it's 17 this week, and they changed the direction of it. So now the wind is coming into you, and it's only 136 yards, but they elevated the green, so it's kind of like a flat platform, and there's bunkers left, right, and in front of it. So if you don't hit it right where you want to, it's going to roll sideways, and then the most penal one is if it comes back towards you on the tee, it's like a 10-foot, 12-foot deep bunker.
Okay. Well,
so it's some of the caddies and stuff were like, I don't like it. It's kind of like the players. Like, if you're balling and you've got this thing, like, you're right there. Like, you really want to have it come down to like a kind of a gimmicky hole. But I mean, it's 136 too. Like,
well, if you like Roar, you can get like plus 120 on him versus Scotty, or you can bet Rory minus 110 that he'll place 11th or better.
That's guaranteed.
Well, I don't know about that. So I actually...
That is.
Okay, well, that's what you like. I'll tell you what I like. So John Rahmer, I think, is actually probably a little sick and tired. He took a little vacation time. And all he's probably been hearing chitting about is Big Scheffler and Rohr. And he's like, guys, let's not forget, I'm a baller too. So John Rahm, minus 110, 16th or better. Get serious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take Johnny there.
Yeah, Rory jumped him up to number 2 in the world rankings now. Mm-hmm. So he's 3. Yeah, just Rom hasn't been on the... Like, you don't see him up the British board too often, just in terms of like the wind balls and
so
stuff.
He's made the cut 5 out of 6 times. He's got a 3rd place and 11th place finish underneath his belt. So, yeah, it's not, you know, that's not bad.
No.
And I just think it's more of he's going to be a little fired up. And so that's why I'm like, I'm not taking him to win the bad boy. I'm just taking him 16th or better.
Yeah. No.
Let's go, Johnny.
Rambo.
And then, you know, we've been talking about Scottie Scheff and how much he's been balling. I mean, he is minus 130 to take 10th place or better. So, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to at least sprinkle a little bit on that just because he's balling so much. But
yeah.
But here's the question. Because, you know, when people do those, like we do, those contests, and you have to pick, like, an A-type player and a B-type. These guys are clearly A-type players. Scotty, Johnny, and Roar.
Right.
So you say you would take Roar.
I would at this course. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about this? So then most people will probably take Scotty. Or do you really throw a monkey wrench into the bag and take John Rahm, but knowing that no one else has him?
Well, I mean, it's pretty divided. You're talking about the top three in the world. I think
you think it's divided?
Yeah, I mean, I think some people have their guy who they pull for.
Well, I mean, if they like him. But, like, if you're neutral, I don't think people are going to really go John. I think it's hard to go against Scotty if you're taking the A-type player there.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's hard to win back-to-back weeks, you know, like Rory just won. He has won, and he's used to these conditions. So, like I said, Rory's not going to win this thing, but he'll be inside the top seven.
Well, you don't even have to go that low. You can go top 11, buddy.
But I would take the Rory, the plus number there against Scotty for the week.
Ooh, that's playing with fire right there, big guy.
Nope.
That is playing with fire. Maybe you and I can bet Red Robin on that
sure.
one. Okay, bud. I got Scotty. You got Rory for Red Robin.
And some quarters for the arcade.
Or Round Table Pizza. They don't have Round Table in Colorado, I asked. It was unfortunate.
What'd you guys have to go with late night?
Well, we went Domino's instead.
Yeah, that's just kind of ho-hum.
Yeah. No, it's not, you know. It's the best of the low-priced garbies. But, yeah, unfortunately, Round Table Pizza is not around the world for everyone.
Right.
So, back to the golf. Defending champion.
Yep.
Is 16-1. Big Cam.
Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, I mean, everyone talks about the merger and all that that's going on. It's like their event was on a couple weeks ago in London, and Cam won that thing. It's still not very watched, you know, their broadcast. It's like, I checked it out, but I mean, not very many people are watching those tournaments.
No, they're not.
So not many people, it's not like Golf Channel showing the highlights. You just kind of see like a little quick blurb like, oh, Cam Smith, you know, wins the $4 million and wins Live London. But he's playing well.
Well, he stayed over there, I'm sure. And I think Brooks did too.
Yep.
The Live players did.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to, speaking of the Live, I'm going to give you my last best bet. Okay, so right now it's Scottie Scheff, minus 130, 10th or better, and John Rahm, minus 110, 16th or better. Let's get ready for this one. And we're fading, who I really like to fade, Phil Mick.
Mm.
Phil is playing an English gentleman by the name of Richard Bland.
I know Rich.
Not a household name, though.
He's on Live now also.
Yes, he is. He's 50 years old, so he's an older gentleman as well. Speaking of the Live, the last few places that he's come in at, tied for 6th, tied for 23rd, tied for 23rd, tied for 23rd. So I don't know what it is about the 23rd spot.
This is Bland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's way better than Big Phil does in those. I mean, Big Philly in the Live, I mean, the best he's ever done is like, I don't even know. I don't even know if it's better than 20th.
Yeah, he just is not as engaged in those tournaments, that's for sure. This is actually the 10-year anniversary of him winning the British Open.
Is it? Wow, it's crazy.
So you look at those past champions and the sports books, they won't go too high with those guys because they've won it before on this type of a course.
Right.
So like Phil to win the tournament, it's still not like astronomical.
Right.
Where you're going to cash in.
Well, so Richard Bland, minus 140 against Phil for the entire tournament. Let's get it going, Richard.
Yeah, I think the big Live guys are going to do really well this week, actually. I think Brooks is going to be in the mix, and I think DJ is going to have a good week.
Okay, well, that'd be legit. That's probably one of the best things about the British Open is, what are they, like 8 hours ahead of us? So
yeah, it's eight.
Starts at the wee hours of the morning. It's so legit waking up, and they're already rocking.
Big time. I think Cam Smith is going to be there again, too. And I was kind of like, man, it's so hard to win, like, back-to-back years to win a major. And I was, I'm like, who's won the British Open back-to-back recently? And it was, the last person to do it was Padraig Harrington.
That's what I was going to say.
It was 07-08. And then right before him, ironically, Tiger had won it 2 years in a row, 05-06.
Wow. Pure domination.
But no one has won the British 2 years in a row since. I was like, but Cam looked so comfortable last year. He tied the all-time low for a major. It was minus 20.
Yep.
So.
Well, and I think the LIV guys, except for Brooks, kind of fly under the radar.
Yeah, in that whole animosity of all that, you know,
that's adios.
The U.S. Open, it had just broken that story,
mm-hmm.
and they had to kind of answer the question a little bit. But, I mean, that's totally gone now.
Like, oh, yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah, that's peace out.
I mean, these guys aren't feeling like different now. They're just like, it showed Brooks went and, he's like, I didn't have a tee time yesterday, and I went to the first tee, and it was Adam Scott, Cam Smith, and Zach Johnson. We're all like, well, let's just go out together.
Right.
He's like, so we rolled out, and, you know, Zach just kind of brought up the Ryder Cup. Because right now, Brooks is sitting in the third spot, and the top six are guaranteed.
Yeah.
He's like, he just kind of threw out, you know, process of thinking and, you know, what they've been doing. And I think they used some formula. He didn't go into all the details. You could tell. He's like, they have, like, this formula where it's, like, had everyone on LIV and stuff basically been getting the points where they would stand.
Mm.
But, I mean, these guys, they're totally comfortable around each other in the courses again, so... I think the LIV's going to step her up this week.
Okay. You're a big fan of the LIVs.
Yep. And I've got two non-LIVs who I can share with y'all. They're more European. They're my European picks.
Okay.
Fleetwood.
Oh, Tommy. He's on everyone's radar.
No, I know. Fleetwood and Hatton are my Euros, who I think I'll do well.
Wow. Tyrell?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
I don't love his attitude.
Did you pull their name off the front page of ESPN today?
No.
Holy cow. That's who everyone's talking about.
No, I think those two will be the some good Euros.
I mean, they're playing the best, is why.
Well, I was going, you know, I threw the stat out for the U.S. Open, too. It's like, typically, the guys that win this, the last 10 U.S. Opens, they were in the top 30.
Right.
The last 10 Britishes, they've all been inside the top 40.
Okay.
And six of the last 10 have been inside the top 10 in the world rankings.
Six of the top 10 have been... Okay, six out of the last 10? Say that again, sorry.
Six of the last 10 champions have been inside the top 10
world
rankings.
Right. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, there's... Yeah.
But, you know, Wyndham Clark was on the cusp of the U.S. Open. He was, like, 32. And, you know, some of those fringe guys, you know, top 50, definitely can have a good week and sneak in there.
Yeah.
What was it, 03? That guy, Ben Curtis, was, like, 593, and he snuck in there.
Well, that's because of the rankings, again, are jacked up. I mean, like, I saw Hideki's 32nd in the world. Like, come on. He's way better than that.
But what's he won lately?
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what I mean. It's all lately. It's like, dude, let's factor in. Like, what about Hideki? That guy probably balls now that I mention him. He might go on my squad.
I would say no. You know, go with someone like Ricky Fowler over
Hideki. Well, Rick's my partner. I actually got Rick in when he was 32-1. I got it in while he was... Wait, what was the last tournament he won? Slips my mind.
The Travelers, maybe?
And while he was...
The Connecticut one? No.
I played so much golf. I forget. But anyway, he was 32-1 during the tournament. I grabbed him, and then he won. And then now he's like 25.
He's trending.
Yep. No, he's balling because he got Butch as his swing coach back.
No, I know. He switched back to him.
Slightly makes a difference. Tiger... What happens if you stayed with Butch the whole time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, one, you know, he's not a crazy dark horse, but Minwoo Lee is my other guy who's a little... He had a great showing at the U.S. Open, too. He's Australian.
What's he ranked, roughly?
47.
Ooh, well, he doesn't meet your criteria.
He doesn't, but he... I was doing some head-to-heads when the U.S. Open was going on, because I was at a sports book, and...
Mm-hmm.
Minwoo, he tied me like at least twice. I just couldn't get past him.
He tied me. So, couldn't get past him.
So Minwoo,
Okay.
I've been keeping an eye on my boy Minwoo. I just kind of like his personality. His sister's like on LPGA. They're both solid players, but Minwoo is my lower guy to have a good week.
Okay. Well, just to recap, mine are Scotty, 10th or better, John Rahm, 16th or better, and then head-to-head, whole tournament, Richard Bland versus Philly Mick. We're taking Richard.
Okay.
And that's where we stand.
And I think a live guy wins it this week.
Wow, that you know you can bet that.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be plus. That'd be plus odds also.
Yeah, Brooks, DJ, or Cam. Cam back-to-back would be huge, but...
Wow, that'd be large.
I think a live guy wins it.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it. I know we're going to be coming back here, starting up the football pretty soon. I don't know if it'll be next week. Or the week after, but we start firing up the conferences.
Yeah, and they need to get to training camp and stuff. It might be a few more weeks till we get the football preseason ones going. But yeah, we'll enjoy your summers, then we'll get our football stuff cranking here, which will be here before you know it.
Okay, so probably August then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, so enjoy the British Open. Can't wait to watch this last bad boy, and then it's just a few weeks of baseball for us.
Right? Yeah.
Showtime. But that'll do it for this week. Have a good weekend, and we will catch you guys in a few weeks.
See ya.